Dia de los Muertos. Yesterday was Dad's 80th birthday. We celebrated by looking through old photographs, relying on me to identify the guys and gals. He'd been dead for a month. When we get together, we see you through the holes in our hearts. The house is being taken apart and packed. I got some pictures, some bowls, a necklace that looks like old hippie love beads, and the only thing I really wanted, the statue of Romulus and Remus being suckled by a wolf. How you came by this piece, I never knew. When I got it today, it felt so light and seemed smaller than I recalled, realizing that in all these years, I never actually handled it. This could be said of our life as a family. For the past month, it's been shades of night descending. Dad said, believe it or not, you were his first and only girlfriend. I don't see myself visiting your grave much. You're not there anyway. Though the report cards you saved showed me getting good grades in Christian studies, I can't say for sure where you are. There's no Nepenthe that can drive away this pain and sorrow. And believe me, I've tried. Tonight I turn the clock back, but not time. About a year or so ago, Richard Dillon and I were receiving Poe empowerments to propel our consciousness to our fontanelle at the time of death. At the end of the session, the floor was opened up for questions, and Richard said, there's one I've had for a while. Is it possible that we could reincarnate back in this exact life and live it all over again? You could touch the spiritual smugness in a room and in the protracted Tibetan of the translator with Rinpoche, who said in plain English, yes, anything is possible. All around the room, helium seeped out of their spiritual balloons. It truly is hopeless. Trungpa says Padmasambhava still lives. If you look for him, you might find him, but I'm sure you'll be very disappointed when you see him. One evening, Isamu Noguchi came to visit John Cage. There was nothing in the room, no furniture, no paintings. Floor was wall-to-wall cocoa matting. No curtains, no drapes. Noguchi said, an old shoe would look beautiful in this room. Self-portrait as an artist.